Hey there. Ready to dive into something really interesting? We're going to take a deep dive into the world of advertising, see how it kind of sneaks into our primal instincts and makes us spend money.
Yeah, and what's crazy is how much our understanding of the human brain has changed as marketing has gotten more advanced. We're talking about the core of what makes us tick, survival, security, wanting to belong. Advertisers are using that to get us to buy stuff.
It's like marketing went from Don Draper to straight up sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like they can read our minds now or something.
It's not that far off, actually. Think about Andreas Rateau in his book, Homo Stimulus. He's saying we're drowning in information, right?
Yeah.
Especially from our phones and computers. And get this. It's actually rewiring our brains.
Wait, rewiring our brains. Isn't that a little extreme?
Oh, Rateau backs it up for sure.
Right.
He points to all these studies that show how parts of our brains, the parts that love rewards and instant gratification, they go crazy every time we get a notification, on social media, every single targeted ad.
So we're basically being programmed to crave that little dopamine rush, and advertisers have figured that out.
Bingo. And all this information overload, right? It creates this sense of urgency, like a fear of missing out. And that plays perfectly into what marketers want. They know if they can trigger that primal urge, I gotta have it now, we're way more likely to just click, buy, spend without even thinking.
It's kind of creepy when you really think about it. Like we're losing a little bit of our free will to these marketing campaigns.
And it gets even weirder. Rateau says all this stimulus overload feeds into what he calls behavioral capitalism.
Behavioral capitalism, huh? Okay, that does not sound good. What is that?
So picture this. Everything you do online, every click, every purchase, it's like a product itself now. Companies like Facebook and Google, they're collecting tons of data on how we behave online and then using crazy algorithms to predict what we're going to do before we even do it. And our behavior, which remember is driven by those primal urges, it becomes something they can sell to advertisers. And then we get hit with even more targeted marketing. It's a vicious cycle.
Hold on. So we're basically the products now. Being packaged up and sold to whoever pays the most. That's wild.
Yeah, in a way it is. And the more we use the internet, the more we feed into it. Every click, every purchase just gives them more data to make their predictions even scarier accurate.
Feels like we're stuck in some kind of web and these algorithms are the spiders,
Yeah.
Just waiting to trap us in this cycle of spending.
That's a good way to put it. But Rateau says we're not totally powerless, thankfully. He thinks that if we just understand what they're doing, if we get how our own instincts are being manipulated, we can start to take back control.
I am all about taking back control, but how do we actually do that? How do we escape this crazy world of targeted marketing and constant stimulation?
Well, the first step is awareness, understanding the psychology behind it all.
So knowledge is power,
yeah.
Basically. The more we know about how advertising works, the better we can resist it.
Exactly. It's like in The Wizard of Oz, right? Once you see how the tricks are done, it's not so impressive anymore.
Okay, I'm with you. We got to be more aware of what they're throwing at us. But where do we even start? How do we crack the code of advertising and consumer psychology?
Well, one of the most important things to get is how advertisers use our primal instincts against us. Let's dive into some of their most common tactics.
All right, let's break down these primal instincts. We're talking fight or flight,
yeah.
But for shopping.
It's a little more complicated, but I like where your head's at. Think about those ads that use fear. They're tapping into that basic need we all have to feel safe.
Like those home security system commercials that make it seem like there's a burglar about to break into your house.
Exactly. They're playing on that fear of what if something bad happens, and then boom, they offer their product as the solution. This will keep you and your family safe.
It's crazy how well that works, right? You suddenly feel super vulnerable, you need all this extra protection, even if you live in the safest place ever.
It's all about that gut reaction. And it's not just fear either. They use our need to fit in too, to be accepted.
Yeah.
Think about ads for clothes or makeup, where it's a big group of friends having a blast and they're all using the same product.
Oh, yeah. That whole you're only cool if you use this vibe.
Exactly. They're hitting that primal need for connection, use our product and you can be part of this awesome group, too.
It's pretty wild when you think about it. These basic human needs we've had forever are now being used to sell us everything under the sun.
Oh, and don't forget about the power of new stuff. We're hardwired to be curious, always looking for something new and exciting. So advertisers, what do? They bombard us with the latest and greatest, make us feel like we're falling behind if we don't have the newest phone or whatever it is.
That whole fear of missing out thing.
Yep, FOMO. And it's a powerful motivator. Makes people spend money on stuff they might not even need just because they want to be in the loop, be part of the trend.
So we've got fear, the need to belong, that allure of shiny new things. That's a lot of primal instincts being messed with. Knowing all this, how do we become smarter shoppers?
Awareness is key, like we were saying. Now that you know these tricks, start paying attention to how they pop up in ads you see every day. Look for those little hints, those emotional buttons they're trying to push.
So we gotta be like advertising detectives.
You got it. And once you start looking, it's kind of shocking how often they use this stuff. Don't stop there, though. Question everything. Ask yourself, do I really need this, or am I just reacting to this ad?
So it's about being more mindful, more intentional about what we buy.
100%. And look, it's not about depriving yourself or never enjoying a good ad again. It's about finding that balance, being in the driver's seat when it comes to your decisions, not letting your primal instincts spend all your money.
It's almost like we need some kind of filter for our brains, right? Like a primal instinct blocker to help us make smarter decisions.
Right. That would be amazing. We're not quite there yet, but you can definitely train your brain to be more aware of advertising. One thing that helps is asking yourself questions. You know, like, what is this ad trying to make me feel?
So, like, if I see an ad for a tropical vacation and I'm suddenly daydreaming about being on the beach, that's probably my inner caveman craving relaxation.
Could be. And hey, there's nothing wrong with wanting a nice vacation. But when you recognize that urge, you can ask yourself, do I really need a vacation right now? Or am I just reacting to this pretty picture and some clever marketing?
Hit that pause button before you hit book now.
Yeah, exactly. And here's another good one. Does this thing I want to buy actually fit with my values, with what I care about?
Okay, so say I see an ad for some fancy new gadget, right? I don't really need it, but it'd be pretty cool to have.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just trying to impress people, or does this actually line up with what's important to me?
There you go. That's the question. When our spending matches our values, we're not just impulsively buying stuff. We actually start to feel more satisfied with what we have because it reflects who we are.
It's like we're taking back control, you know, deciding what we want instead of letting advertisers tell us.
Yes. And it's bigger than just us making individual choices, you know? Imagine if advertising wasn't just about selling stuff, but about getting people to think about what they buy, encouraging them to make good choices for themselves and the planet.
Now, that'd be something else, like a whole new way of thinking about consumerism.
It's a long shot for sure, but it starts with conversations like this. The more we understand how advertising works, the more we question it and make conscious choices, the better chance we have. We can get to a point where those primal instincts are actually working for us instead of against us.
It's like we gotta evolve, right, from homo stimulus to, like, homo conscious.
Ooh, I like that. Homo conscious. Aware of our own instincts, armed with knowledge, and free to make choices that actually mean something.
And on that note, that's a wrap on today's deep dive. We went deep into the world of advertising, learned how it uses our own instincts to get us to spend money. But remember, knowledge is power. The more aware we are, the more mindful we become, the better choices we can make. So until next time, stay curious and choose wisely.